Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
I don't know if anybody can hear me. I'm having technical difficulties. This is your host for this evening. This is Crunch. I really don't know what's going on here. I've never done it this way. I used to do the radio show in studio with a studio, not on the laptop. So now I'm here to invite guests and co-hosts in episode boom. Change gonna come. All right. Well, if anybody can hear me, how can I do this now? Okay, call us. Just a second, hold on. Now I just need to see how I can get people to respond. I was just texted to be informed that I can be heard. And we're going to keep on going. Somebody hit the one button so you can be heard. I see a bunch of numbers here. All right, well, let me see what's. Okay. Everybody's on. I apologize. I know I probably let Joe Gray down with not being a computer savvy, but I'm working on it. I'm getting it together. Let me see what I can do here. Oh, man. I don't know what I'm doing here. You guys hit the one button. And let me see what's going on. Just hold on. Let me get this technical difficulty stuff together. And I'll come back because I sure have some things to say, and I know you guys want to have time to get your opinions across. So just bear with me. Let me figure this out. I won't mess this whole entire evening up. We got quite a few calls here too. Yeah, I just can't hear you. I can't hear anyone. Just hold on. Just hold on a second.
In a little tent, oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too. But I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother. Hey, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long.
All right, now, I'm trying to get the hang of this thing. You guys just bear with me.
I'm on.
Ben, what's going on, brother?
What's going on? You having a little tough time there?
Yeah. I'm trying to figure this out now. I'm on the laptop, and I can hear you, right? You hit the one button, right?
Yeah.
But I'm wondering, I didn't hit anything over. Somebody else there? Oh, okay. Well, I'm trying to get this thing here together.
I hear echo. So you have something else next to you?
Yeah, I'm. What's the last four numbers of your cell phone, Ben?
347-5810.
Okay, gotcha. All right, I see you. And it says mic. Oh, okay. So your mic is open because you hit the one button. Yeah, you're the only one with the mic open, bro.
You got a little echo there.
You got an echo too?
Yeah, you got a little echo. You have another phone next to you or something like that?
No, no, no. You know, I apologize. Can the listeners hear me? I'm sure the listeners can hear me, right? I apologize. When I did my radio show, we were in studio. We had a studio, so I wasn't on the laptop. And now I'm here at my house trying to do this for Joe, and I probably let Joe down. So we're going to work with it. I'm waiting for him to text me back. I don't want this whole show to go to waste. It took me 20 minutes just to get on and figure this out. So,
you'll get it.
Are you getting excited about the upcoming events in March?
Man, I can't wait.
Oh, okay. Yeah, me either. Yeah, Joe Gray and
I can't wait until that day
Larry
comes.
T. Yeah, they do some very, very good things. Yeah. There's a caller on here. 914-0471 are the last numbers here. If you want to say something, hit the one button. And there's a question mark next to the ones. I wonder if that means they want to talk. So let me see here. Let me try something, Ben.
Go ahead.
914-0471.
What's up, Crunch?
Your
you
mic
just opened
open.
My mic up. Thank you. Thank you, sir. How you doing?
Oh, okay. How are you?
It's Uncle Kevin.
I'm good.
Oh, what's up, Kevin? You see, I'm having some
it's Dave. This is Mount Vernon Dave.
Oh, it's Big Dave.
Yeah, Big
we
Dave.
We don't want mute his mic.
Oh, okay.
You ain't shit, Sammy.
All right. Well, you know, I'm just trying to get this together and figure it out. I'm wondering if I turn my mic off, am I supposed to hit this button to hear? Hold on just a second, fellas. Okay. Hello, can you hear me, guys?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, I hear you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the echo is gone.
Right. Yeah, I'm not sure
what's
going
back.
Episode and phone promo chat. All right, we're gonna try this now.
What did you do to open up my mic?
he opened
just,
it by accident.
I just hit. Yeah, I hit your mic on, but my mic is
that's
on.
That's what you're supposed
so
to
I
do.
Guess so.
Yeah. But that's what you do. You
yeah,
go to that number and you go to the
yeah,
next number.
Mic
see
on.
It, yeah. Mm-hmm. That'll open up that number.
Right.
You know how to
okay.
mute now?
So I don't hear it. Yeah, I see that, but I don't hear. I don't know who's on. I don't know how this thing works here. It's a lot of callers.
I had pushed the one button, so whatever. I don't know if it was what it said beside my number, but I had already pushed the one button.
Oh, okay. All right, well, I don't know how many people are going to be listening and how we're going to get them in, but I say this. Tonight's topic was about real grudge racing versus class racing with the clocks off. And I just see so much confusion with what's going on with grudge when they use the word grudge. See, when I use the word grudge, grudging for cash, it means you're betting your money on cars that you don't know the times of so you can win. You know, from street racing of the 50s all the way up to now, it's always been first man to the finish gets the money. Nobody knows who has what until you get there. The faster man gets there gets paid. And that doesn't mean the faster car wins. It just means the first one to the finish line in a fair race that starts fairly gets paid. So lately we've been seeing a lot of class guys who feel they can just throw money in the game or throw money in the atmosphere, and that makes it a grudge race. and then their times are on the board, or people know how fast the cars go because they flash the times in other places and turn the clocks off and think it's the same thing. It's definitely not the same thing, and those that are skilled and experienced know better, you know. So I thought that was a very important conversation we need to have, and what I'm going to do here, I see a bunch of numbers here. It's 24 callers. So I'm gonna start with the two that I have here because it's working and everything is going good. Crazy Horse, Bin Laden slash Crazy
yes.
Horse, you're in the game. We got Mount Vernon in the house. I see some jersey numbers here. So give me a spin on what you feel is real graduation for cash from you two guys. Let me hear.
Exactly what you said. There's people coming in here thinking they're going to be grudge racing when they're flashing times. And then the next year they're going to come and say, oh, I'm going to grudge race. It's getting sad right now. Stepping parts.
Right.
You know, I don't know, there's a lot of shit that's going on that's kind of messed up, you know.
Okay.
It's crazy. You know, I learned my lesson.
Okay.
I ain't stepping parts no more. I just, the way I say it now, you can charge me for whatever I have.
Okay.
But that's the way it's supposed to be. It's supposed to,
yeah,
I'm not
right.
supposed to ask you what kind of this and what kind of that. All I'm supposed to ask you is, do you have a big block or a small block? That's all that's supposed to be talked about.
And the tire.
Right.
Tire size.
Yeah, well, that's basically, you know, that's in the stipping part. That's in the stips. You know, you can get exotic with stipping. Some guys are very particular with stipping. Other guys, they keep their stips loose because they want them loose for themselves. So we're not talking about the stipping aspect of it. We're talking about these guys who do the shootouts.
Who like the same thing.
Right. They think it's the same thing as what we do when we have our clocks off. Nobody knows our times. The only way they know if they're faster than us, if we leave together and you happen to beat me there, that's the only way you'll know if you're faster.
Yeah.
You know? So
like the shootouts.
You know, this is
the shootouts is like. The shootouts, you're running for this little money on the shootouts, and then there's 10 cars in the shootout. Whoever lines up, you know who beat who. And then when it comes down to a grudge race, who's gonna be racing each other?
Right. True indeed. Okay. All right. Well, fellas, let me see if I can get somebody else in. 732. 5546. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on? It's McLovin.
What's going on? Who's this?
McLovin.
McMuffin.
Oh, McLovin. What's up? Oh, okay. Were you able to hear the show clearly since I've been talking?
Yeah, it's good now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've had some technical difficulties. I apologize to Joe. I'm trying to do the best I can for my man because he's a good guy. So, McLovin, how's the graduation for cash scene for you? What do you think about this?
Oh, I feel I'm not big on the shootouts, but to tell you the truth, I know why people do them now. It's because people are just too damn scared to race each other anymore nowadays.
Right.
Everything is parts racing, this, that. Everyone says you have this. They just assume. No one wants to do the simple things no more. It's a very simple maze. Stock block. 28 stock suspension. That's it. Everybody want to talk about this. You got this. You got this cam. You got these wheels. You got this. It's ridiculous. It's a joke.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, what do you have planned for 2017 in the game?
Well, I'm strictly bikes now. I got out of the car.
Yeah.
But we got the vet that I put together. You know, I tune it. We got that little streetcar vet, but even with that thing, it's impossible to get races with.
Okay.
Everybody's saying,
right.
kill it this, kill it that.
Yeah, but would you race and do a race knowing they're going to have your time on the board?
Me, personally, no. Absolutely not. I'd rather race for money.
Right.
I don't like sitting at events all weekend. That's boring.
Right. I always want to clear up with guys because guys think that I'm against class racing and match racing. I'm a drag racing fan. I watch all kind of drag racing. I don't care if it's the 8 Mile kids running with the little junior dragsters. I enjoy drag racing. I watch shows. I watch shootouts. The only problem I have is when you call a particular race a grudge race for cash just because a bet was placed. That's my particular issue. And guys need to know the difference in what makes a grudge race, as opposed to, like in the South right now, the shootouts, 28, 29, 315, the tires, they care about the shows. So when they do the racing in the South, they don't care about grudge racing for cash and his legalities. They just want to get the shows off, have something for the fans to see, and they call it the same thing, and it's not the same thing. So that's what we're just trying to clarify here. Let me run on down this list here and see what else is going on here. 516-5797. Your mic is hot. 516-5797. Your mic is hot. Okay. Let me put him going back on mute. Let me try this one.
You got me on?
Yeah, you on, right?
All right.
Can you hear me? Yeah, you're on. I turned it off. I could hear you smoking that cigarette, so I turned you off. All right, 908-6438. Your mic is hot.
Yo, what's up, SQ?
What's going on?
What's up, man? I hear you out there doing your thing.
Oh, okay. Hassan Ali, how are you, brother?
Yo, big respect to Joe Gray, Long Island uh-huh. Joe. And I hope to see him soon down in Fayetteville. I heard you was hosting a show, so you know how we do. Support my brother.
Oh, okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And
Hassan, you're the moderator. Yeah, you're the moderator on No Time, and you get a lot of flack because you follow the rules. So a lot of guys get upset with you on No Time because you follow the rules. So there are rules. People say in grudge racing, there aren't any rules, so you can make them up as you go. That's true. When you're negotiating a race, there are no rules, and it's up to both parties to do what they do. But in the scheme of things in the sport, there are fine lines and rules that we follow that make the sport what it is. You know?
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that. I think also, you know, a lot of people nowadays let other people who really, some of them don't even graduate, they let them dictate what it is or what it should be, and it deviate
right.
from what it always was just
right.
for the entertainment quality. I mean, there's nothing wrong with having a show and, you know, you having different variations of racing, but you should call it what it is. And, you know, make
gotcha.
It exciting. A lot of people, they don't know how to showcase grudge racing or create grudge racing and make it exciting and interesting. So that's why I think they do all those other things.
Right.
So.
I got you. All right. Well, Haas, hold on for a second. We're going to open up the mic for caller 718-6139. I'm about to make your mic hot. You hot. Who's this?
Pro Stock Joe. What's up, Doc?
Joe's not on right now. This is Crunch. How are you?
I said, this is Pro Stock Joe. What's up, Doctor?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. What's up, Pro Stock Joe? This is your number, huh? Okay. So you usually call me the doctor. So Pro Stock Joe, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Do I stay on you guys about trying to differentiate the two total different niches of drag racing? Do I stay on them enough, brother?
Yes, sir. You are grudge race checker number one, and I guess me and your man Hassan is number two, and I guess I fall in the top 10 someplace.
Well, you've become a celebrity in a few years here, so you definitely are a force to be reckoned with. And I'm sitting here trying to figure this whole thing out, and hoping that I'm trying to make a difference here tonight. And support my man, L.I. Joe, who gave me this opportunity. Mm-hmm. And it took me 20 minutes just to figure this thing out and log on. So,
Prostock
Joe.
I just texted you a few hints a minute ago, so looks like you got it now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I didn't know if people could hear me. And then I saw the song. You know, I love that song. The Chain's Gonna Come. But I played it again. I like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah. So, here's the question. While I'm talking, do I keep everybody's mics open?
Yeah,
while I'm going down the list?
As long as there's no noise coming from a mic, when you find out there's some noise, you just give everybody a heads up. Please mute your mic if you're not talking right now. And then if it keeps going, then you identify which mic it is. Because people will jump in and out all night long, you know.
Right. I got you. Mm-hmm. All right. That's what's up. I'm going to put a few of these things off here. But anytime we have a sport such as this, and people, they don't realize they can't regulate true graduation for cash. You can't regulate that. You can't bottle that up and send it out as a sport with rules like the NFL or the NBA. And the reason is because guys can do it without sanctions. They can do it without a regulatory system put in place. You can do it anywhere. You can decide to get your beef off on a long quarter-mile street near your home. You know, so I understand why people try to organize it so it's better for the fans when they go track to track, but they get confused on what it really is and what it goes back to. And then nowadays I hear, now you know I'm hard on Mike Hill. He used to be my teammate, but he's very disrespectful. The man doesn't respect graduations for cash from the side that I see it. And through us, when I was on the Legend Killer team, we were the ones that gave him credibility in grudge racing when he was with us. So I'm hard on the man. I respect his work. Mike is a great tuner. If you have Mike on your team, you're probably on a winning team. But I stay on Mike because he doesn't do the right things. And people always call me back like, what happened with you and Mike Hill? He used to be your man. He's still my man. But I don't agree with many of the things that he does because he's a promoter. He hits it from a promoter's aspect. He hits it from he wants to make the track owner happy by bringing in the fans. So he loses sight of what I see, and he doesn't care. He shows me he doesn't care, so I stay on him. There are a lot of promoters out there. I see Long Island Joe. I see Pro Stock Joe. I see all these guys. I even saw the Ruler came out with something recently. Promoting is very competitive. So I wish all you guys good luck. But all I ask, this is Crunch, a small fry in New Jersey, who has been with some very, very big dogs, drag racing in history and in the past. All I ask, respect the game. All you have to do is respect what the true grudge racing for cash does and his objective. His objective is to win money, not trophies, not a belt, not a title, not a grudge man of the year award or any of that stuff. That stuff is good. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying, but that right there, it's not the essence of why people spend gobs of money, put a car together, and want to sit next to somebody and win a pot of money in a big pot. What the guys have done to me lately, they try to make me feel like the big pots. You know, that's old school. No, that's not old school, because there are still big pots going on. So anybody have any input on that, you let me know. I don't want to keep just talking. I want input. So
yeah, let
have
me
I said
jump
anything?
In here, Crunch. Let me jump in here and
big props
out to Long Island Joe for deciding to have this topic tonight, and props to you for sitting in. I know you see that it's not easy to do what he does and what we do, you know. So big props out to all the radio hosts. But that being said, let's slow down for a minute, because there's like five or six different pieces that we have going right now. But let's just talk about one piece right now. Let's talk about why grudge racing is different from all other forms of drag racing. Because the truth of the matter is, every grudge race is a drag race, but not every drag race is a grudge race.
Correct.
Grudge racing, the heart of it, is gambling on the unknown. As you said, nobody know, nobody time, nobody. And a lot of, you know, what pieces people have in their car, a lot of pieces of what people have in their car
what people have in their car, that's not known either. And so that is where this thing came from. It came from the street. I was dead wrong the other day. I said we started calling it grudge racing back in the 80s or 70s, whatever it was. But it was street racing. It was money racing, whatever we called it. But the ideal was still the same. No times, you know, and hardly any parts. Now, I disagree a little bit right now with you not having to ask a lot of questions about what it is you're about to face, because back then there wasn't a whole bunch of different stuff that you could face. You know, all the big blocks were even pretty much, you know, a little bit here or there, but all the big blocks were even. All the small blocks were pretty even here or there. I mean, way, way, way back when the whole thing started, and that's where we get the idea that we ain't supposed to ask nobody about their shit now. And I don't believe that's the case anymore, because you can get real, real hurt. At all big blocks, they go from almost 1,000 now from 396. So that's about 600 cubic inches difference. That's a world of hurt if somebody don't know what the hell they doing and what they racing. That aside, you know, knowing what you're racing, but it's still, even though you say I got a big block or I got a 5-inch or a 494 or whatever, there's still a whole bunch of different kinds of 5-inches, a bunch of different kinds of 5.2s, 5.3s, whatever, right? But the ideal of not knowing, that's why we are so special at what we do. And that's why everybody wants to claim grudge race, grudge race, grudge race. But the idea of betting or gambling on the unknown, it takes a special man to walk up to a car, look at it, or even not even walk up to it, hear about the car on the phone just to hear a few details and decide, yes, I can race that car, or even I need a spot from that car, or I can give that car a spot. D.C. Sniper went out to race Roy James from Mississippi. Never seen the car before. Heard a few details on the phone when NGRA went out to race Atomic Dog and the whole Texas team we met in Mississippi. Purple Rain, heard a few details on the phone from Drexler. They ran head up. And Willie Dog heard a few details from Batman. You know, they went out to race. Tony Bynes heard a few details from somebody else. They went out to race. So all these guys, again, nobody knew in each other's times. Nobody knew. Just at no specific parts, not even seeing these other cars run. But the idea of playing safe, classifying yourself, the biggest equalizer in racing, all of racing, no matter what, is tire size. Because in almost every, either you're going to get an ET handicap or you're going to get a tire size handicap. Down to the pros, all of them wear the same tire size. Biggest equalizer.
Right.
You know, Pro Stock wears the same tire. Dragster, you know, all of the pro categories, all of them wear the same tire size, right?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. They even, the NHRA even tells you which tire brand you have to buy.
Per group, they all use the same tire, correct?
Right. For Pro Stock, you got to have a certain tire. For, you know, Funny Car, whatever, you got to have a certain tire, yeah. And that's the whole equalizer thing about running a 29-inch tire class or a small block class or a 28-inch tire class. That's the equalizer, the tire size. So these are all class races with clocks off. But the ideal is real, real simple, okay? If there was no benefit in saying that you are doing a grudge race, and you spoke about promoters and you spoke about people getting fans in to see these races, and that's why they call it, classify it a grudge race when they're really not a grudge race, just no time, just a no time drag racing or class racing. And so the idea that we allow people to do that, and I mean us as fans and us as critics, because again, if you're going to promote to me that you're doing a grudge race, I'm a fan, and you're not promoting grudge racing, you're promoting clocks off class racing, then I got something to say about that, you know, because could you call it false advertising when you say, you know, and again, the slip piece that they do now is they just say no time racing, because people mistakenly believe that no time and grudge are absolutely the same.
Right, and I've seen two cars go down the track, and people in the stands are betting on them just because the clocks were off and didn't realize they were teammates, came together, they weren't racing each other, they were just testing side by side, but you have people gambling and betting and not even knowing what's going on. That's the stuff that I call, you know, fake rug racing for cash. But Joe, thanks for your input. Let me get this this caller here with a number from where I don't even know where this is, but we're gonna try 410-5311. Your mic is hot.
This is the baddest motherfucker in the world right here.
Uh oh, who is this?
Jeff Rogers, the fucking pro mod champion. Yeah, tell him, Joe.
Wow. So
what's going on?
I forgot.
The pro mod
of
the year. Absolutely.
Yeah, I forgot. In hosting Joe's show, that the big boys come on. I forgot the big boys. So Jeff, you've been listening far. I'm trying to make a show out of this. This is Crunch. How are you? Nice to meet you. So and so. What do you think about what we're talking about here?
Yeah, I'm kind of with the consensus here. Yeah, it's a lot of fake grudge racers out there. A lot of these damn shootouts is what's killing them, man. They don't want to grudge race. Because, see, like Joe said, there's a lot of people that don't have the mentality and don't have the character for grudge racing. You know what I mean? Some people can't take being hollered at, can't take being cussed at. So they'll get in these no-time shootouts, and they put $200 in the pot, and they might be able to win a couple thousand. But it takes a certain man to bet $5,000 out of his own hard-earned money, and you got one shot, one chance. You ain't, you know, $200 to win $5,000. Shit, I'll do that. Anybody do that?
Right.
That's why you get this shit mixed up, man. People, like you said, call no time racing grudge racing. That ain't a fucking grudge race. A grudge race when you know who you're going to race. You don't pick your name out of a goddamn hat. That ain't a grudge race. That's fucking class racing with the clock off.
Right, class racing with the clocks off. And guess what? I will say this. A lot of the class racing with the clocks off stuff is exciting, and I do watch it. A lot of the shootouts are great ideas. But to call it grudge racing for cash and try to make it seem like it's the same as what grudge racing for cash really is, that's the problem I have. And I just need guys to clarify that when they say it. I wish these flyers didn't always have grudge as a word on a flyer just to attract a certain amount of people. When that might not even be the case. It might be just a class race event all day, and grudge races are welcome. But they have the flyer making it seem like it's going to be money racing, grudge races for cash as we know it, happening all day. So I just try to clarify things. Let me open up one more mic here. 516-7295. Who might you be?
It's 50 grand, Mr. Crunch. Hello, everybody.
I'm over here. I'm trying. I apologize to everybody for coming in late because it took me a long time to get this laptop to actually function. My laptop isn't up to date. But what's up, 50 grand?
What's going on, my man? It's a pleasure to hear you out here hosting the show. I'm proud of you, my man.
Well, I was elated when Joe asked me. And, you know, I used to do a radio show, but we were in studio, so I didn't have to do what I'm doing right now. But you're a seasoned vet. You're a guy I watched when I was a kid. So you tell me what you see. You tell me what you see that's going on with these events at the track in the south, up here in the north. What do you see? Talk to me.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I like the way they do it, any kind of way they do it, as long as they're doing it. I'm being honest, speaking for me. I don't care what kind of racing they do, grudge racing or racing side by side or pretending they're racing one another for money. And even though, like folks like Joe say, they're together, they ain't really racing. As long as I see two cars going down and doing that smoky burnout and smelling them funky ribs like folks like say, I'm happy. I'm being honest. As long as I can smell some gas and see some smoke going up in the air, I am happy, bro.
Okay.
I think 50 grand must got some pussy today. He's off excited. You all right, 50 grand?
Yeah, I know, but you know what? You're right, though. I did get some. I got some about an hour ago, and I came to work, and I'm standing here talking to y'all. I'm more happier now talking on the radio show than it was before I got that picture.
Wow. Well, listen, fellas.
You know?
I also mentioned on the No Time page that the other night we had a race kicking off in the street, not to give too much information because I'm all about secrecy. We had a race with two foreign cars, the luxury, what do you call those cars? Skylines, I think they are. The luxury cars. They cost like $89,000.
GTRs.
Right, GTRs. We had a race with two guys 47,000 per side, right?
Are you serious?
And it made me think. It made me think that I wasn't crazy by telling all these pro mods for the past few years to stop racing for $1,500 and calling it a grudge race. I knew they were manipulating the game by going out there with these $200,000 cars at a track and racing for $1,500. And the thing that they kept coming back to me was, well, Tony Bynes racing for $1,500. Stop using Tony Bynes as a preemptive reason to say drag racing is this, drag racing is that. Tony Bynes does his own thing, and we respect what he does because as long as I've known him, he races $1,500, even when it was small tire cars. And I saw that man race nine straight times and lose nine straight times. I thought he was going to get out of racing. He turned around and came back and became the Tony Bynes that he is today. So I give him a lot of props, and I support him. And, you know, I see a lot of people going against him. But they want his name on a flyer to make the flyer and the event legit in the grudge game by putting his name on the flyer. So they know how to manipulate the man, but they won't give him his respect. But guys like me that know better, we're going to always give a guy like that respect. You know? Anybody have any opinion on that?
I agree with you.
I'm
going to
agree with you. I'm going to agree with you.
Right.
I got I feel like Tony Bynes. I started off with no shoes, and now I got shoes and socks on, so I feel good.
I hear that. Let me go down this list real quick here. Make sure I got everybody that put their one button on. Okay, I did that. Some people, I guess you're live. You can just speak when you want. But it's very important, and I also want to say this. I give my opinion because I feel like I've earned my stripes in certain aspects of the game through experience. And right now, you know, I used to be the crew chief for the Legend Killer team, even though my enemies and my haters wouldn't give me the props. But the owner and the team, they knew my importance because everybody on the team has an important job, and if everybody's doing it right, you're successful. And the LK team was very successful. And, you know, I see the car now. It's out there. The Southern Assassins have it. I see it. It just keeps reminding me of the older days. But those guys are out there trying to do their thing. So I wish them the best. You know, they weren't our affiliates. But now that they have the car, I wish them the best. I hope they can keep it going. You know, that car was undefeated. And we had good times with the car. But here's another point. Here's another point for us to come up with. Where is drag racing going now that we see the promoters, the track owners, and the fans enjoying the shootouts, the events with 28s against this, 29s. Where are we going with this? How do we keep the guys with the millions of dollars from stopping out the guys who just want to get in and exist in a game that any two cars can race? That's something I started on smallblockposse.com years ago. I used to tell them, it doesn't matter if you got a pro mod. As long as somebody wants to race you, they can bring a 12-second Mustang. If you guys negotiate a race, one can happen. So any two cars can race. But how do we stop the millionaire big dog guys from stopping out the little guys and trying to dominate these classes, these events, these shootouts? Because that's what happens. That's what phases a certain – now, 10-5, what was that – Outlaw 10-5 and all that, we used to love that. But it's not here anymore. Yeah, it's not here anymore. Something happened where the class was fizzled out from excitement. Something happened. And what happened was the millionaires came in, the faster cars, the guys with the money just take right over. Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, speaking about that, that's the whole idea about grudge racing. The any two cars can race thing is still prevalent, and that's what guys got to get back to. Because when you class race, if everybody's going 90s, you got to go 90s. If they go start to go 70s, you got to go 70s. If they bump down to the 30s, you got to go 30s too. And that's why these guys are talking about they're not going to be able to get any races, but they're talking about within the context of a class. So the ideal is for people to start learning how to do grudge math. Now, I keep saying using that term, but I'm just simplifying what STIPS are. I'm just giving STIPS a new term. It's just like math. You figure out I need a tenth from this guy. I need 2/10. I need 5/10. I need whatever it is you need from this guy, and then you figure how to put that on the racetrack. You know, what the brake is worth to you, what the back tire is worth to you, what the clear, or maybe somebody gives you the brake, but you have to clear them. So that takes a little bit away from the brake, not making it as much. It's just about math. 1 and 1 is 2. 2 and 2 is 4. What do you think?
Right. I got you. I understand exactly what you're saying.
Hey, Crunch.
Exactly what you're saying. Yes, sir.
Crunch, is my mic on?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, your mic is on. Go ahead, huh?
Yeah, what's up, Pro Stock? What's up, fellas?
What's up, Doctor?
I mean, I agree with you, Pro Stock, about the grudge math. You've coined that phrase. So, you know, that's your creation. But I think what it is, grudge math is important, if you want to call it grudge math. You know, but if you ain't willing to gamble, the game is missing people that's willing to gamble. They don't want to gamble. They want to put $100 in and win $10,000. I mean, the willingness to gamble doesn't really exist no more. And to me, if you give a person an opportunity to put $200 in and maybe win $20,000, they're going to take the lesser road because, you know, they figure it's a less of a risk to them. Until you address that attitude, you always going to have people who are going to take the route where I could just put 200 in, run a class, because any racer that has a certain type of race car, and if he don't know how to calculate speed and ET by just looking at a car or seeing a car move, then he don't need to be trying to grudge race, period. So, you know, the grudge math is important, but this has always been a sporting game. It's been about gambling, and you can't take the gamble out of it. And that's what it seems like to me, that a lot of people, they say, oh, you can't tell me what to do with my car. True, I can't tell you what to do with your car. But if you're going to say you graduated, but you're not, it's no gamble in it, then where, I mean, I don't understand that.
Yeah.
I don't understand how you
see.
Take the gamble
can out. Can I jump in there? Can I jump in there?
Hold on, fellas. We got a caller, 631-1350. Your mic is hot.
Hey, what's going on, Craig?
Who is this?
This is Brian Chen.
Lil Petey.
Oh, okay. How are you?
All right. Just wanted to touch on a few things. Me being a newcomer into the grudge world, about the shootouts and the heads-up grudge racing and stuff like that. I mean, honestly, I think if you look at the shootouts, it's usually the same 4, 5 to 10 cars that are running those shootouts. Aside from those shootouts, there's still grudge racing at those events that people that have normal 10-second, 9-second, 8-second cars are able to run at, but they just don't. And I think the reason that people don't is anymore is the stiff game has gotten too crazy. And if you stiff a car to death about degrees of the head, aluminum head, steel head, you know, what kind of this, what kind of that, basically you're getting a time based on a car, because that's why you're asking how, like, so many stiffs to try and figure out how fast the car is. And, you know, people want guaranteed wins these days. They're taking the gamble out of it. Like you said, any two cars can race. Whether your car is fast or not, make it fair and try it. You know, people are so scared to lose and have it blasted all over social media that they don't want to take that gamble and race for that, you know, race for money. So that's my aspect on that. And then as far as the pot sizes, I mean, to me, I've raced for 1,500 and then I race on the street for 10,000 a size. But to me, honestly, I think it should be what the driver wants to do and his team. You know, if you got your driver and team putting in 5,000, but you got 100 people behind you want to put in 50,000, you know, it should be, it just leaves more room for complications in the end if there is a discrepancy in the race. You know, you just keep it between the drivers and the teams, and it makes it more simple. Whether you're racing for $10 or 10,000, you know, it's still a risk. You're risking your own money.
Right. I got you. I understand. Now, what were you going to say, Postdoc Joe?
Right. Well, okay. I think we got a lot of moving pieces here, and I would not change a word about what either of those two, the last two speakers, Hassan and the other guy, just said. But I would add this. There's a lot of guys who call themselves straight-up grudge racing, but they're really class racing because they will stick the biggest equalizer in grudge racing. They will say, okay, you got to run 29s. Come on 29s. Come on 28s. Or come small block, one carburetor. Whatever, but I will race any small block, one carburetor in the world. I'm the baddest man on 29. And that's primarily or even exclusively all the cars that they race. They race only cars that sit like them. So they are not, they're gambling, and they're gambling for big money. But they're taking the grudge out of it when they start saying, I will only, something's got some. So they're in a car or something like that. I don't know what that is.
It might be me. Let me mute my mic.
Okay, good deal, man. I appreciate that. But yeah, some of these guys are like they're taking the grudge out of it, because when you only race a specific type of car, what does that mean? That means you're class racing, because pro stocks only race pro stocks. Funny cars only race funny cars. They class race.
Right.
Even though you're betting money with clocks off and both of the cars are even no time, you're still classifying yourself, because what you're doing is you have protected yourself. You've gone into a safety zone, whereas you classified yourself, I'm only going to race cars that sit like this. You know, I may race them different ways, but I'm only going to race cars that sit like this. That is part of what's killing the game right now as well, because those guys, if they would gamble with cars, take the Scoot Williams and Black Nasty race in Florida. Straight up grudge racing, two different cars, straight off the trailer, which is what the stiff equalizer was. The straight off the trailer for one of the cars was the stiff equalizer. The Herb DeRuler race and the Kyle Kelly race, you know, bars and big tires versus, you know, small tires. Grudge racing, different cars. Races can be heads up. But you can't just race every car. And even the Apocalypse race where they gave Tony Bynes a 1-1, I mean, that was a spot, but the two tire sizes were still the same. But again, you got to look at not classifying yourself and being able to run different cars. You got to learn how to do grudge math. So there's a bunch of gamblers out there. The 28-inch tire guys, I'm only running 28s. I'm only running small block. Those guys have become specialists now. And so those are the guys that we have to aim this conversation at. The shootout guys are going to be the shootout guys. We got to talk to the promoters about not calling it grudge. We got to talk to the promoters about not calling two guys lighting up the board at a class event grudge. We got to talk to the promoters about that, and we got to inform the fans about that, because that's them benefiting off of the name grudge, and they're watering down the technical difficulties of what we do. It ain't easy to walk through a car, like you said.
Right, but you have guys like Mike Hill, who is a name, a guy I respect. You have him not caring about the manipulation of the word grudge. So when you have that happen at a level like that, it's hard to combat when all the promoters are following his formula for a successful event. That's why I stay on that man, you know, and it looks bad because I don't want to go against Mike Hill, but he does not respect what grudge racing for cash is. So I have to stay on him. And then you know who I give a lot of props to, because I see this guy doing great things, Jacob Harper. Jake, at least Jake comes in the game and he doesn't try to manipulate it, and he wants to have everybody happy. He tries his hardest to make everybody happy. And he listens. He listens to what's going on. He wants to have his event a successful event from all aspects. So I respect a guy like that. Those guys from the Midwest, Peso, they really know how to do this game, and they know how to put on events. You know, I like how you do your NGRA thing. You know, L.I. Joe and Larry T, that thing that they do, they have a niche. They have something that they contoured for themselves that most people can't touch. So if they try to duplicate it at a different track, you may be able to duplicate it, but they have a flavor. And I support that. wholeheartedly, and I can't wait till March comes around for that event to see what's going on. And currently, I'm the crew chief for Young Stang, small block, all motor, and we've done some successful things. We've got our behinds whooped. Young man has learned a lot. He's doing a lot. But we're probably going to take 2017 off so we can do these real estate investments to have the proper money and finances to continue doing it the way we want to do it. So I suggested that he take a little time off so we can get this money right, because we all know that it takes money to do this, you know. So now my call is from the beginning. Are you still there? Crazy Horse, 50 grand.
I'm here.
Everybody,
I'm here, brother.
I'm looking at the.
I'm here.
I'm looking at the board. I'm looking at the board. I'm glad Pro Stock Joe came on because you know, he's a radio personality too, and he helps me get this together. Now we got a half an hour to go, and I'm just moving right along here. So we're going down the list.
You're doing a good job.
I see. Yeah. I'm trying, bro. I'm trying. I want to make Elijah Joe happy with me, so he can invite me back.
We're gonna vote for you to come back, especially if you're gonna have full style.
But he, you know, when I listen to Long Island Joe, he flows so smooth and he takes control. I like how he takes control. So let's just say you guys started arguing right now, I probably wouldn't know what to do to calm it down and get everybody's mic together, because I'm sitting here staring at the board as y'all talking. I'm glad nobody's on here trying to do a race and screaming an hour, because I'll probably be a fish out of water with that one. But
well, let
I'm
get
really,
it
really
get,
proud.
Get Peanut
and Pee Wee on the phone. We'll start some shit right now.
Yeah, here's the thing. I see L.I. Joe has people calling from all over. And then we got Texas in tonight, right? That shows you. Now, Texas, I tell you, I watch a lot from Texas. Those Texas guys are serious. You know, the Midwest guys are serious. The down south guys are serious. Up here in the north, now let's talk about this, fellas. Let's jump in with this. Up here in the north, a lot has happened over the past 5 years that slowed us down for many reasons. Then we lost a lot of the big guys. We lost a few teams, and rest in peace, Big Kid, rest in peace, John SQ, and, you know, we lost a lot of who was the pioneers for the big boy stuff. Now, we still have Andy. You know, everybody know who Andy Harris is. He's tough. He's like a Mayweather. You know, he has lost before, but it's hard to beat a man like that. We know that. We have Petey Smallblock now claiming to be the king of New York. So now, there's going to be some things going on in 2017 for us to find out who is the king of New York. We want
to
know who the
You're
real king
of New York
is. You're
talking to him right now.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Crazy Horse.
You're talking to him right now.
Listen, Crazy Horse, you have every right to say what you're saying. 2017, we need to rekindle a little rivalry up here in the north to find out who is the king of New York? Because I want to know.
2017, you're going to see.
Because who did
Petey
race?
The king
who
of
did
New Petey York.
Race?
Hey, Craig, what class are you talking about? Because that's a very
broad
statement, king of New York. You're talking about the fastest in
right.
New York? I mean, I'll probably say Castellano.
No.
He's probably running the fastest.
No. Small block.
I'm not going to break. I'm talking about in the grudge racing for cash game. In the grudge racing for cash game. I have to add Petey because I know his history and I know that boy is about his business when it comes to grudge racing for cash. Now, I've seen him go on the speed outlaw thing. I've seen all that, but I'm not talking about that. You know, you can do both if you have to, as long as you respect him, and he does respect both sides. But he is claiming. He's running around claiming he is the king of New York.
Yeah, he's the king of New York.
Well, we're going to find out this year. We're going to put our heads together.
How are you gonna come out your mouth and say you're glad there ain't no arguing and then start an argument?
That's true. But guess what? I'll tell you like this. Young Stang gave me the job of being a crew chief for his team. His team was already a good team, but they had some situations where people's positions were changing. And I came in at a point where he had learned a lot already. So I happened to get him or get this position at a point where he was ready to continue what he learned. So it wasn't that I brought the successful part to him. It's just that he's at a point where he learned so much, he knows what he needs to do. I'm very proud of that young man. He gave me a position. We take it and we run with it, and our team is tough. Small block, one guard.
Well, Crunch, I want to ask you a question. How do you become the king of New York?
Well, guess what? This is something I'm going to pass on. And I'm going to start it on the show that L.I. Joe let me have here. He told me, do what you want to do, Crunch. I know you're creative. Whatever you do is cool with me. I'm going to pass it to L.I. Joe from here forward for him to find out for me. Because we have guys that used to be up here and they moved to the South, all of that. But we know you have that New York, you know, bottom line in you. We want to know for 2017 who is the king of New York. And there are ways we can find out.
Crunch. Crunch. Forget about
it. It's
going to
be the G team. It's going to be the G team.
I'm talking about small block 28s on gas. That's where I'm
right.
It's going to be
okay.
You're saying king of New York, so you used to say king of New York on 28s on small with a small block nitrous.
Yeah,
right.
That's saying,
right. Well, listen.
Yes.
Listen, I'm not necessarily saying
anybody
I know
in New York, New
right.
Jersey, Philly, Connecticut, I don't care who steps up. Don't care.
Ooh. We'll see right. A statement like that.
Sound like
is what a king would say. Right, but
like
a statement like
raiser.
That is what a king would say. But Crazy Horse, you can throw your car, that same stick that you just put out there, you can throw that against somebody else to show them that you can whoop their behind with a negotiation and still stay within the realms of grudge racing for cash and be legit. You understand? So I understand the class that you fit. But as the king of New York, you want to be the king of New York, you take down who you need to take down with that same car.
Oh, yeah, most
any
definitely.
Two cars
I understand
race.
That.
There you go.
Negotiate.
Right.
You go.
Any two
yeah,
cars
any two
can
cars
race.
Can race.
Right.
No,
so I'm going to pass
I'll
that.
Raise
I'm
the big block.
I'm going to pass that. Right. I'm going to pass that challenge. I'm going to pass that challenge on to L.I. Joe when he hears this or when we talk, and let him figure it out because he probably be better at it than I would to organize how we would find out who the king of New York is, because there are a few people. I've heard Andy say it. I've heard Small Block PB say it. I've heard you say it. And we got 50 Grand saying
yeah,
he
say
knows who it is. So guess what?
We like your style too. We like your style too.
Well, I want to know. I really want to know.
If,
and it's
if,
gonna be fun
if
to
you're
find
talking
out.
About King of New York, open grudge racing for money, does not step in the clash, just the fastest dude running for cash it, from New York, it's Scoop, hands down.
No,
it's
he
who?
Didn't say the fastest. He didn't say the fastest.
Well, no.
If you're going to stick a certain class, then that's that class that Sammy's in and Petey's in and everybody's in, that would be a small block nitrous stock suspension 28 class. That would be the class to be considered king of New York.
Oh. Well, no. I didn't mean who is the fastest because that's not what we're talking about. Now, you can have a guy with a different car win a whole lot of races against anybody that he shows up with and be the king because he's undefeated and whooping ass.
Right.
So it's not about being the fastest. Because we know New York, we have the home of, Mike Castellano, who's a bad, bad, bad man. This man is bad in drag
yep.
racing, B-A-double-D. He's always
yep.
been top-notch, and he's a friend of mine. That is a friend of mine. So I respect what he does.
No,
if
I'm
he
talking
came
about the
back
grudge
to grudge racing for cash, he wouldn't be able to get into the King of New York stuff because we expect too much from him, and he should be at a certain level with what he's done. So we're not even going to count a guy like that.
You got a guy like Dave Hand,
well,
yeah. who's always a bad man.
Always a B-A-double-D man, correct.
Right.
And on the street, too. He used to terrorize
right.
us over here in North New Jersey, so I respect that, too. But I'm gonna let Long Island Joe figure this out for you.
No, but
and let him figure
I'm
out
talking
how to
about
come up
grudge
with.
For cash, the baddest in grudge for cash, right?
Right.
All right. That's what I'm going. That's what I'm pretty much getting at.
So
okay.
that would be
anybody,
that would be who, at the end
anybody,
of the year. At the end of the year, who has the most wins out of cars in New York of racing other cars in New
yeah.
York? Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I gotta travel. How many races do I get out here? Make it this
right.
way. Last day, how many races did I get out here?
Right.
But
we're going to figure out.
Here. None.
Right. We're going to figure out. We're going to figure
out
how we can determine. Right. We'll figure out how we can determine the King of New York. And it'll probably be obvious because after they do what they do, there's going to be a lot of people stepping out the way. You know? Now, what you call? He used to call himself the King of New York and wear his crown. You remember when he did that Willie on the street?
Yeah.
So when he did that Willie on the street, racing for money, his crown was legit. So there's certain things we can do. Yeah, there's certain things we can do to find out exactly which one of these guys because they need to be crowned. They need to be crowned. They put their time
I don't need to be crowned. Just give me the cash.
Right. But if you're getting the cash, then you're going to be the king. You know what I mean?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
I got two in Fayetteville already. For this year already, I got four locked in confirmed races. And the season didn't start yet.
Wow.
Okay,
hold on, fellas.
Races.
Hold on, fellas. We got a caller. 862-8293. Your mic is hot.
Goddamn, Coochie, you running this show now?
Get
your raggedy
up,
ass out of here.
Don't start arguing with Crazy Horse because I don't know how to control it on here. But I'm glad you called in, and I hope you heard what I said over there about you because I respect what you do. And as a team, we're good. Yes, sir.
Nah, I just got on.
Who is that? What'd they say? Oh, okay. Well, YS, what's going on, brother?
Man, I just got on. I ain't even know about it, man. We gotta get some rights to this, man. You know, we top notch.
Yeah, well, L.I.
Hey, Joe,
call
we
me,
ain't,
man.
We ain't for hire, Joe, because you know Crunch on here, we gonna call him like it is.
Well, Long Island Joe called me and told me, asked me could I do the show, and I said yeah. And I was a half an hour late, Mark, trying to get my laptop. I had to update stuff. I had to go do this and this and that, and I was a half an hour late. I hope I didn't let him down. But the conversation has been very interesting, and we're going to find out who the King of New York is this year. And, you know, what do you have to say? What do you want to do? And, you know, I told everybody about us doing the real estate stuff for 2017, so it might see us in 18. What do you see with drag racing and Grudging for Cash, bro?
They just got to step up. Too many cars, not enough races. I mean, it's hard to say we're going to be that because everybody's scared of everybody. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's hard. Sammy on here talking about he going to tear everybody down. He get one or two good races, the rest of them going to fall off. I mean, it's just straight honest. Ain't nobody really trying to go out there in the blind and race. I got high hopes for it, but I'm not excited because I don't think it's going everybody going to hold up to the hype. It's just
– Wait a minute.
Everybody cold and talking.
Can I say something to this? This is the conversation that disturbs me the most. This conversation right here. Let me say why. Now, no disrespect to anybody out here, man. Bad folks all the way around. I love the Bin Laden dude. Love Young Stang. I've seen him race big blocks, small blocks, motor cars, juice cars. I've seen him do everything. Love the dude. Straight up and down. Now, but here's the problem. The thing is that part of grudge racing is knowing how to make a man say yeah when he said no already. You got to know how to push the fuck button. And that's the thing that people have given up on. You know, Sammy, everybody wants to be nicey-nicey and, yeah, you know, come on, do you want to race? And then if it was that easy, everybody could get their race. If it was that easy, just walk up to a guy and say, this is what I want from you or this is what I want to give you. You got to know how to be brutal at this game. You know how to be treacherous. You got to know how to trick a dude. You got to nice talk him. You got to mean talk him. Whatever you got to do to get the man to say yes, that's what you got to do. So stop. We need to stop all this. Guys are going to say no. Fuck that. You're going to say yes to me.
But
you say yes, you're going to say yes.
Joe, you know what? Do you know what goes with that, though? It's not about that. Grudge racing is about 80% of money and 20% of heart. You ain't got the money or the heart, you ain't going out there. Like, y'all going like Sammy going out there talking about he's going to do this, he's going to do that. Sammy got the heart. He got a, I don't know, if I personally know him. I know he got a bankroll. But other people ain't going to do it because they're intimidated by the other person's bankroll.
But no, I got 80% funds, 20% funds.
But you got to act like you got to act like you don't got a bankroll.
Okay, let me ask you a question now. All these guys
like talk for you or whatever.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Hold on. You know how they say small block, what they was talking about? I didn't even hear all that y'all said. I had just got on maybe 2 minutes before you let me in. Small block, Nitrous, 28. Right?
It's not like class racing, but go ahead.
That's what they said. They're going to be the king of New York, small block, Nitrous, 28. If you're not willing to race.
That's not grudge racing.
That's not class racing. I mean, if you now, one thing, let me tell you why. Let me tell you why I say that's not. And this is a straight up, and you can see this for yourself. If anybody know me, they don't have to like me or whatever. I can't stipulate let me say it like this. I can't stipulate something like that because of what I had, but I was jumping out of my class racing everybody else. But at any given time, if somebody came like me, I would try it. If these guys that say they the king of New York can't say I'm small block Nitrous 20 and will race anybody in the world if they came at them, there's no way to prove it. You can't pick and choose who you're racing when you don't worry.
Right.
Several cars like mine won't race.
That's true. Hold on. We gotta call it 201-355. Your mic is hot.
How's everybody doing? Crunch, how you doing? This is Cliff.
How are you, brother?
Not bad. Congratulations on hosting the show, man. So far, hanging in there real good.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. Right.
You know,
Cliff, now that you called in, right, I like how you get action. You go and get action in your realm. You do what you want to do. You don't let guys, try to push you out of your realm. What do you see going forward in this bud game, and how can we make it better?
Well, you know what? I really think people got to understand where they are when they with their machines and their cars and where their team and their money is at, because it takes a machine, which is your car, and it takes some money. And I heard Mark say, "Be some heart." Grudge racing has history to it. It's some real history to grudge racing. As you progress into the world, newer guys come into the game, and then they put their aspect to grudge racing. But when you say that name, grudge, that is a culture of racing, a grudge. Prime example, and I got to use this guy. Main point. The guy for over 35 years. Me and that man can sit down to dinner, a beer, whatever. But it just so happens me and him said something and we got pissed off. Damn it, it's time to race. Fuck what you heard, it's time to race. After we get this over with, because it's a grudge now, there ain't nothing stopping this grudge. There ain't no money going to stop this race because we're going to come to a determination of some money. Ain't no cars going to stop the race because I don't need no spot. You don't need no spot because we got halfway the same shit. In that aspect.
Hey, Crunch, not to cut you off, because I take that back. I made a mistake. Grudge racing is 80% heart, 20% finances.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, 80% heart.
Because you know what? Like, prime example, everybody like Joe, Pro Stock Joe, know he my man, right? I call him, we talk outside of racing, I crack on him, same thing me, right?
Right.
80% heart, he know in his heart, that if he still had that slow ass pro mod, I would have drawn him with my Mustang, and I would have dragged his ass down the quarter. But he won't go out there and race any other pro mod like him.
I was giving another car with big tires and Willie Mars to break when I wrecked my fucking
car. But you would
go
out there and say I'm the baddest pro mod, man. That slow ass pro mod you had. We were the men
crushing
your ass at the track.
Listen, hold on, guys. And that's fine. You're supposed to. You're not supposed to come out here. I don't know where y'all get this thing from. I'm the baddest man on motor. I'm the baddest man on 28. I'm the baddest man on 29. That's not grudge talk. I'm the baddest motherfucker in the world. That's grudge talk.
Period.
And the guy's talking about,
right.
I can't, you got to stay in your class. There is no classes in graduation. 82
not staying in my lane.
If that's true, when staying in your lane is fine. But what staying in your lane means, I know I can't run Pro Stock Joe's pro mod head up. I got to have me a little spot, but I will race that motherfucker if he make it right. That's graduation.
Exactly.
This is a prime
exactly.
example.
Well, that's what he
right.
means.
How
oh, time out, fellas. Listen.
Example. You just pissed him off. This is a prime example of how grudge starts. You just pissed that man off. And in a few minutes,
right.
this shit is getting ready to go somewhere. This is grudge rage.
Right, hold on, fellas, hold on. Right, hold on, fellas. We got a last caller that I didn't put in. I see a number here, 919-9181. Your mic is hot.
Wow.
Hello?
You're on.
919.
Yeah, you open. Go ahead.
9181.
You open.
Okay. I'm going to take you back off. I thought you wanted to say something.
That's a Carolina
yeah.
number, not one. This is a New York number.
Hey, Pro Star. That's like when I went out there. I took that Malibu and ran that Camaro. Big cars, big cheap. Two carburetors. I ain't had no business doing that, but I had the heart.
And that's what graduation is. You don't have to have the same parts. Like, too many people right now, again, guys, no disrespect to anybody with a race car, but there's a difference between
right.
having a race car and a grudge car. With a grudge car, you
right.
will race any motherfucker in the world as long as,
right.
you know, as long as you feel like you can win. And that's the object. Get you a race you feel like you can win. And make the other motherfucker say yes. There's two pieces to it. Everybody, we know
right.
why the pro mod want to race the bicycle, but why would the bicycle want to race the pro mod? The motherfucker
exactly.
got to make the offer so sweet, he feel like
prime.
He can win. And so that's what
yeah,
I'm
well, hold on,
right
call
now.
Us. 973-5516. Your mic is hot.
What's going on?
Who's so, Joe, hey, Joe, let me ask you a question.
That's
your
man.
Friend,
hold
man.
On,
why
is Hold on, YS. 973-5516. Who's this?
It's Jazzy. What's going on?
Oh, my son. Son, I don't even know your phone number, bro. what's going on? You been listening to the show?
Yeah, I'm listening. I want to hear this opinion that's about to come.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead, YS.
There's a lot of opinions.
Hey, Joe, so your pro mod, was that a race car or a grudge car?
That was a grudge car. It was a grudge car.
Bullshit.
Why was it bullshit?
Nah, I just love it with you, Joe.
Why are you trying to make this about me? I got a career. I got a history. And anybody knows who I am, know that I grudge race up and down from New York to Carolina over the years that I had my race car. And still,
take
even with my passenger car, I've been
take
racing, grudge
take
racing
it easy
still.
Now.
So, but,
take it easy
but this
now.
Is not about
take it easy
you.
Now.
This is not. This is.
I know,
about
Joe.
Me.
It's not about
like
you,
I
but
said,
it is about making it. You know, making it. It's not enough people buttons you can push. Put like this. It's not you. Certain people really got to stop taking offense to mess with. Like you see, I can mess with you, and I know you don't
yeah,
care.
Yeah,
certain
yeah.
people take offense
yeah, yeah.
about somebody drawing it. That's why, like. I have
you know
very few races coming out that
you
I think I can get.
When it comes to grudge races, you start out
but,
by saying this. You start out with a mood-setting statement, like that motherfucker with that was a bitch with the smoke, the cigarettes, Andrew Dice Clay. Not for nothing. I don't mean this in a bad way, but I'm about to tear your fucking ass up, okay? So then
right.
you start.
That's
you
why
know. That's
2017,
why.
Wow. When,
wow.
When we come out this year, 2017, if you ain't Crunch,
oh, yeah.
Ish, or Hawk, I don't give a fuck about you. You can get it. I don't have enough races.
Ooh.
To have friends in game.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Fuck friends. Ain't no friends in grudge racing.
So,
all
you,
when they can't
all
fight,
you,
when they can't
all
fight
you guys
you.
On here, King of New York's nitrous cars. You talk to crew chief and y'all make it right. I'ma bust y'all ass.
I'm shit right. That's what I'm talking
that go,
about. That's grudge
that go,
racing.
That go,
everybody.
That go
not
for
no
your
one
extended
person,
team.
Every fucking
all
body.
That. That go for
let
your extended
feel,
team. Fucking what's his name? 50 grand, you on my list. All you motherfuckers on my list.
Motherfuckers.
Don't forget
oh,
motherfuckers.
God damn it. G-O-T,
hey,
not G-O-T.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question because you just started some shit. You say I'm on your list. So what's the problem? I like to be on people's list.
I've been told you this. Hey, crazy horse. Sam, can I ask you, be honest, we talk more after we race about shit than we did before we race, don't we?
Yeah. And I still race you again.
What that got to do with me on the list? Get back to me, my man.
Okay, well, I told you the race I wanted from you.
What you want from me? Let me hear what you want.
I want to tell you
what you're going to get.
I ain't going to get nothing because you ain't going to – I want the break. You shoot, I don't. Shoot that big block. I'm going to come my small block and just clean them ties off.
Damn,
okay.
You
want the break? And you want the break? You want the break?
That's all I want.
No. Get off your fucking knees and talk like a man.
Hell no.
Get off your fucking knees when you talk like a man. You ain't seen it before, boy.
Hell no.
Man, talk to me like a man. Stop.
Hell no.
Damn, young thing, all you wanted to break.
And let me ask you another question. Let me tell you another thing. What do you got? A small block?
Yep.
Young thing, what do you got? A small block?
Yes, sir.
We got a small block at our camp, and don't tell me, oh, you're a friend. Because in our camp, when it comes down to the relationship, we ain't got no friends. What do you want to do? We got a small block, and run your head the fuck up. Now what?
Is it on motor?
We got one on motor, we got one on nitrous.
If it's on motor on stock suspension, you can contact my crew chief and book you an appointment.
Now you're stepping. Now you're stepping shit. It's a small block,
Is it a nitrous car or motor car? If it's on motor and it's stock suspension car, I mean, that's what I'm saying. You know, you don't want everybody want to play this game, but don't really want to play the game.
See, this is what I'm saying.
Like, there's no reason. If I had a big block with gas like you got, there's no reason I should be able to come to you and say I want the break and not be getting it.
But you know why I don't want to give you the break? Let me tell you exactly why. I'm being honest. Because don't nobody give me shit. I'm always giving people shit. That's why.
Have you ever?
He's giving you the biggest gift he could give you right now. Fuck that small block on the goddamn motor. And man, fuck that motherfucker. Oh, hell no.
A lot of these guys, Joe, say they on motor. They on motor, yeah. Okay. I'm going to leave that alone.
No, don't leave that shit alone. Clean that shit up.
Everybody be quiet.
Okay, wait,
yes,
Clutch,
sir.
But you need to get control of the show because I don't like the way them guys is yelling at my hoe. They're yelling at my hoe and I don't like it.
Right. Okay, listen to this. Now, listen, 50 grand, I just heard what you said, right? And that's an insinuation you threw out there, right? Listen to this. Mm-hmm. I happen to be the crew chief for YS, and we will bet $10,000 on the side to anybody that thinks we need nitrous to be fast when that boy right there is one of the fastest all-motor small blocks I've ever seen. So we put our money where our mouth is. So you can say what you want, and I respect that because that's part of the game, too.
I don't have $10,000.
But guess what?
I don't have $10,000.
But that's how we prove we don't need it.
All you got to say, listen, guys, let me tell you about the look-away.
I don't have
$10,000. Let me tell you, stay focused.
Well, listen.
The look-away is you start some shit, and we start talking about something else and not about the race. If you think we got you get to look after the race. Now, motherfucker, what's up?
Exactly.
That's how you get back to the point.
Well, listen, fellas, I just want to thank everybody that's on. Listen to me. I see the clock here. I do have this part down packed. We're down to 60 seconds. In this 60 seconds, I just want to say, listen to me now. I just want to say in this 60 seconds, I'm proud of what I see. I'm glad you guys helped me out tonight as being a host. Thank you, L.I. Joe, and his son helped me all day with giving me the stuff, and then comes to find out my laptop was a little messed up. But we got 40 seconds, right? In this 40 seconds, I just want to say, race, have fun, enjoy your family, and God bless you guys. I'm about to put this song on and go away because this is my song. I'm going to put this song on for the last 20 seconds, and everybody have a blessed night, all right?
No, no. Let me say something real quick. No. What I'm saying, if I see you in this bad deal, you might get the break. I'll see you later.
I was born by the river. In a little tent. Oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too